kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lumalawak ang operasyon ng Information Technology and Business Processes Management o IT BPM industry ng Pilipinas sa mga merkado sa Asia, United Kingdom at Australia. Kasabay nito ang pag-angat ng mga pamumuhunan sa bansa ng 59% sa unang kalahati ng 2025 ayon sa Philippine Economic Zone Authority o PEZA. Sa datos ng PEZA, umabot sa 72.36 billion pesos o $1.2 billion ang naitalang approved investments kung saan kabilang sa mga pangunahing tagapagpasigla ang IT-BPM sector. At sa kabila po naman ito, naharap pa rin sa maraming hamon ang industriya. Kamakailan, may panukalang Keep Call Centers in America Act of 2025 sa US Congress na naglalayong bawasan ang outsourcing ng call center operations sa ibang bansa. Kapag naisa batas, maaari nitong bawasan ang kontrata ng mga kumpanyang naglilipat ng higit sa 30% ng kanilang operasyon sa labas ng Amerika at hindi na sila makakatanggap ng federal grants o kontrata sa loob ng 5 taon. Ayon sa mga analyst at maging sa BPO Industry Employees Network sa Pilipinas, posibleng maapektuhan nito ang halos 2 milyong manggagawa na umaasa sa IT-BPM sector. Ayon naman kay IT and Business Process Association of the Philippines o IBPAP President at CEO na si Jack Madrid, mas maraming kumpanya sa Australia at UK na ang nagpapakita ng interes na mamuhunan sa Pilipinas dahil sa kakayahan ng mga Pilipinong profesional at competitive business policies ng bansa.
And with the Filipino talents that we have po, ano ba yung biggest advantage nila compared dun sa ibang mga countries na meron ding mga BPOs like India or Vietnam?
Well, you know, I think our industry has grown because of our strong communication skills. Communication is more than just fluency in English. It is also about our ability to listen, our ability to analyze a problem, understand a problem, and treat the customer with a lot of empathy. Because a lot of the problems that that we solve are problems that need a resolution. And when somebody calling from the U.S. or Australia or another part of the world has a problem, I think our experience is that they would prefer a Filipino to solve that problem because the Filipino has a lot of empathy and patience in resolving an issue.
Paliwanag din ni Madrid ang mga tinatawag na DFW o Digital Filipino Workers tulad ng mga OFWs ay siyang isa rin sa pinakakatuwang ng bansa sa pag-angat ng ekonomiya.
Well, IBPAP is the organization that represents the BPO industry. We also call it the IT-BPM industry. It's one of the biggest employers in our country. We have 1.9 million Filipinos employed in the industry. And this is all over the country, even in emerging cities and provinces. There are contact centers and BPOs employing many Filipinos. So aside from jobs, we also generate a lot of export revenue. In fact, in 2024, our export revenues matched the revenues of our overseas workers. So I just want to say that because, we are the two biggest sources of foreign exchange, and I think our OFWs and our DFWs, Digital Filipino Workers, are really the heroes of the Philippine economy with the foreign exchange that they generate for our country.
Dagdag pa niya, nagkaroon ng malaking adjustment sa bansa sa pagsisimula ng magtrabaho ng mga empleyado mula sa kanilang tahanan o work from home. Pero sa usaping pangkaligtasan sa industriya, giniit rin itong nakatuon ang mga kumpanya sa pagbabantay sa kapakanan ng mga empleyado, lalo na sa panahon ng sakuna.
And during your presentation earlier, you've mentioned na there's a growing number of employees na nagmo-move out of Metro Manila, going to provinces or working in some provinces and also doing hybrid na. So they do work from home. Is that kind of a challenging po on how to retain also and for the productivity of the...
No. In fact, the work flexibility is something that has allowed our industry to grow. We saw that in the beginning of the pandemic when we had to move our employees to a work from home setup. And just like the rest of the world, we discovered the benefits of work flexibility, being able to work from home. Same thing with the BPO industry. It has allowed people who could not go to the office the ability to have a job by working from their home. And I think it's allowed our industry to grow. It is not a challenge. We have proven to the world and our customers that the work can be done from anywhere. Of course, some jobs are better done in the office, but the BPO industry has many, many kinds of work types. So it really depends. Are you in healthcare? Are you in banking? Are you in retail? There are many, many types of skills needed and types of work needed. So I think the career opportunities from our industry are only as good as your talent and your skills. So we offer a very long-term career path for many Filipinos.
And as we all know, Philippines, lagi siyang tinatamaan ng bagyo, ngayon, lindol, and any other disasters. And with all this type of job and industries, how do you protect and also monitor yung wellness po ng mga empleyado?
Oh, you know, our investors and locators are among the most employee-centric who ensure that we have one of the best workspaces and employee care, you know, of any industry. I think I'm very proud of the way that IBPAP member organizations have put the employee first, not just their physical well-being, but also their mental wellness as well. So it's very, very important, and I think we saw that in abundance during the pandemic. We were able to provide vaccines to our employees ahead of many, many other industries, and their dependents as well. And the same holds true whenever we have a natural disaster, such as the recent earthquakes in both Cebu and Davao. I'm very proud of the way that our member companies took care of their employees.
Sa ulat naman ng Financial Times, lumalawak na ang saklaw ng outsourcing industry ng Pilipinas na hindi na lamang tungkol sa mga call centers. Patungo na rin ito sa high-value services gaya ng data analytics, digital transformation, engineering at artificial intelligence. Sinabi rin ni Madrid na hindi sapat na paglago lamang. Kinakailangan din ng transformation o pagbabago tungo sa mas mataas na halaga ng serbisyo para mapanatili ang pagiging competitive.
Well, you know, I welcome high-value jobs. Jobs that are simple, jobs that are monotonous, jobs that are repetitive should and will be automated. So it is time to upskill. But I think the more complex the tasks, I believe that a human will manage AI and a human will always be at the core of our industry. Because... you know, many of the problems we solve will require judgment, will require a decision to be made. And I think in the age of AI, there is no more important value than trust. And so I would rather have a human at the core who I can trust.
Sa isang Philippine Investment and ITBPM Forum na ginanap noong October 24 sa Bulwagang Rizal ng Philippine Consulate General sa Sydney, sinabi naman ni DTI Consul Commercial Emmanuel Ang na magandang hakbang ito para mas maipakilala pa ang mga oportunidad sa bansa.
Malaking bagay po siya, especially dito sa Australia where very seldom pupunta rito yung mga speakers, mga experts from the Philippines to try to promote trade and investments. scheme. There are so many things that are different. That and yung mga Australian possible investors natin from Australia, it's valuable for them to know these things. No? A lot of improvement in the business environment in the Philippines. So it's very valuable for us to always actively go and reach out to the Australian investor community here to update them about what's happening in the Philippines and what are the new opportunities there. If not, a lot of possibilities hindi nangyayari kasi they never think about it kasi hindi nga that the first conversation never happened. So we try to do more of these events to get the investors and our spokespeople together so that maybe with the right information, updated information, more opportunities can be realized.
Samantala, ibinahagi naman ni Deputy Director General Anidel Joy Alguson ng PEZA ang mga investment roadmap at mga sektor na prioridad ng Pilipinas. Dumalo rin sa pagtitipon ng mga kinatawan ng malalaking korporasyon, SMEs, at mga negosyanteng Australian-Filipino na interesadong mamuhunan sa sektor ng IT-BPM.
Yeah, please get in touch with us. There are a lot of opportunities. We have 400-plus eco-zones. These are all environment-friendly, sustainable eco zones, world class, that you can choose from depending on your requirements. We can bring you there if you're in the Philippines so you can see the options. And just get in touch with us. We have 4,000 companies. So that's already a testament of the type of service we provide to our clients and the type of work that the Filipino workforce does in the country.
Ayon pa sa DTI, tinuturing itong magandang senyales ng mas matatag na ugnayang pang-ekonomiya sa pagitan ng dalawang bansa at mas maraming oportunidad para sa mga profesional sa IT, analytics at business support services. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.